Welcome to Reality After Show. This is the Challenge Australia Season 1, Episodes 1 and 2. Now, this is free on wherever you get your Reality After Show fix, whether it be on YouTube or an audio version on Amazon Music or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any of those platforms. However, going forward, they are only going to be available on the Reality After Show Patreon, which is at realitypatron.com. That's realitypatron.com. But guess what? Not only are the After Show podcasts available there, the links to the actual episodes are there as well. So if you're watching this, you're like, man, how do I even watch the Challenge Australia? We have links on the Patreon. So everything moving forward, you can find at realitypatron.com. Give us a try. Try it for a month. If you don't like it, I'll send your money back. That's realitypatron.com. Whew. I'm Johnny Fairplay. That's Alex Trias. That's the Joker, Dan Monchel. Wow. Okay, so for those of you that have not seen The Challenge Australia yet, it is filmed on the exact same location as The Challenge USA. They are essentially doing, they have the same setups that we had for The Challenge USA. So they may have tweaked some of the challenges to make them immensely better, as we saw on the truck challenge. Yeah. Not even close to what we saw on the Challenge USA. It was entertaining, which was a huge difference. So I have a question: the house that they're in, is that the house from the last challenge? It's not the one from Challenge USA, but have we seen this house before on the MTV challenge?
I'm not sure because we haven't really. They showed an outdoor spot. We know there's a pool area. I don't believe like the current MTV season that's airing right now was in Argentina. I believe.
No, I think the one before was though. So I think that's the house from that.
It's possible for sure. I don't like. I'll remember the house for like one episode, and then it'll escape my mind forever.
Yeah, I feel like it's the house from season the Challenge 37.
Double agents or whatever it is. No, not double agents.
Spies, lies, and allies.
Spies, yeah. Lies, and allies. Whatever. I think it's that house. I SLA. May be mistaken, but I okay. think it is. And if that's the case, could they have screwed the Challenge USA people anymore? So instead of this awesome, cool, pimped out house, they have barracks with bunk beds. Like it looked like. It was an old warehouse is what we got in the Challenge USA, but it didn't matter because no one wanted to hook up anyways.
Right. Well, go ahead, Joker.
Say, not only that, but you see that it's a way that, you know, alliances start to form. I mean, you see in the first two episodes that it's, oh, this room, these four are rooming together. So yes, they're going to be bonded rather than just in the beginning where it's like, well, yeah, I was on Survivor. You were on Big Brother Love Island. Like you actually see more alliances that aren't just okay, we were on the same show, maybe we never met before though.
Yeah, it's almost like every single thing the Challenge USA did was to make a crappy television show, with the exception of TJ, BMX right. legend, and you know, because it's set at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's definitely I always feel like end of the day it all comes down to casting and who you decide to put on these shows.
Single young attractive people that want to have fun and hook up.
Well, I don't even know the ages of all these people on Australia, but like I don't think all of them are single. Young, but
not necessarily say okay, attractive and want to hook up.
Yeah,
not necessarily right. single.
Like this feels more like it's in between the main show and All Stars to me, like in the vibe.
Yeah,
it has the time length.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it has the time length of All Stars, but it just seems like to automatically go more into that game flow. I'm sure if you're from Australia, you know all these celebrities. You know you're coming in. You have a general sense of what's going on, and which gives you that main show feel. Which both avenues better than Challenge USA.
So no, I'm just like I felt like this was made to make me hate Challenge USA even more.
Yeah. my one thing though that made me like jump at the beginning of the episode is I knew that Johnny looked different.
Oh yeah.
But with the hat on in the preview that they did at the very beginning, I had a jump scare and thought Enzo was somehow on the screen.
Oh no.
And
no.
I got definitely terrified.
Yeah, no, he's we got cool Johnny O.
Yeah, he's no bullet.
Who I had to make his way to meet all the Sheilas. Because of the
might have to have a social game this go around.
Because of the randomly perfect algorithm. Oh, all right. So episode one, we're going to cover. So for those that don't know, the Challenge Australia is on Monday nights and Tuesday nights in Australia. So if you're a patron, you're getting the links to those Monday morning and Tuesday morning in the U.S. because I believe they're like around 12 hours ahead of us. And so links are there if you'd like to watch. It is it's filmed in Buenos Aires, Argentina, which is the same exact place that the Challenge USA was filmed. And we do not have TJ Lavin. Instead, we have our host is Brony Dawson.
That's how I heard it, but I was also listening at 1.5 speed.
Yeah, so Brony Dawson, and Brony Dawson is the first non-binary host in Australian host history. And two episodes in, I'm cool with Brony.
Yeah, I like their vibe. I like how they make it feel more like that sport atmosphere.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're in the middle of it. And I almost love the shady commentary that they bring during the challenge that TJ will just laugh. Brony's just like, oh, I see they got the memo too. They're all going to gang up on them. Oh, yeah.
So now Brony seems fun. I do like on episode two, Brony comes out, you know, we have the big tractor trailer with the pegs on the side. Brony's on the side of the tractor trailer with the pegs on the side and then jumps it. And, you know, is lifted down by the, you know, the wire rope suspension. And I'm just like, all right, Brony, you're a badass. We're for it.
Yeah. I know you saw that. I was just seeing, somehow Matt Bischoff was there.
Oh, all the pegs.
Yeah. Yeah. He was just like hanging from the side.
Oh, no hands.
No hands. No
hands
legs.
Free. Hands free. He's like a really good cell phone device. Hands free pegging. So, yes. So, we are told that our host Brony has handpicked all of these competitors. Yes. So this was not done by casting. It was not done by an
TJ.
So yes, TJ does not care about the cast. No. TJ shows up. It's just like, I don't remember saying, we'll see you on a future challenge. I don't know why they're here.
I'll see two of you, I guess, in the world championships exclusive on Paramount Plus.
Globally. Oh, we did get the Paramount. And it's so funny because when they announced the cat, you know, they come out there, they're in the arena. It's not called the zone or anything stupid. It's just called the arena. And Brony explains, it's just like, hey, you know, the winners of this will compete on the Challenge World Championships available exclusively on Paramount Plus. And Brooke J and Johnny O immediately raise their hands. They go, oh, wait, we were on Paramount Plus for like 1 week.
Yep, they were. They absolutely were. And yeah. I will say, as much as they say Paramount Plus, it does not sound right to me. In that accent, I can only hear 10 play.
Oh, well, there is that.
Exclusively on 10 play on demand.
10 play. So, so we have Brooke B from The Bachelorette, which we later find out is kind of checked out. So we have David from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And I believe he explains that he is the fake celebrity from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yes, that's what he said.
That's what he said. So I'm believing that's true. I'm thinking that they did I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and they had this flamboyant guy, you know, go on as a celebrity and pretend to be a celebrity that was not a celebrity.
I'd buy it.
So I don't.
I mean, like, I'd buy him to be a celebrity if he just his personality in general. He comes in. Well, I'm digging David.
Well, so I did not think I was familiar with David prior to this, and then I'm like, oh, wait, yes, I am. So on Chrissy from Survivor Blood versus Water, you know, the Joker knows, from Blood versus Water, we have Chrissy. She goes to a lot of the Channel 10 parties and the Emmys and all of these big events. And I have seen David on her Instagram. And at all these parties, he's very flamboyantly dressed, and whatever room he's in, which with whatever celebrities, producers, and whatever that you have, he is always the center of attention.
I'm not surprised by that. But it's like Australia seems to just feed these people out to us.
Yeah.
It's like there's so many people that just pop out and like, I am the main character. And we're all, and all of us as Americans are like, yes.
Yes. So, well, David is like, I like David on Chrissy's Instagram, and I like David just as much here. So I am whoever cast David for this, you like, if he is, he may be a real celebrity and it's just downplaying that he is a celebrity. Putting the pieces together, he was a fake celebrity. I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. I'm for it. He's great and he's amazing.
And I mean, like, it helped him gain a friendship and a partnership from someone who he was on it with a gold medalist Olympian that apparently has won like 59 medals.
Yes. So Annie and also you know, making out at shady places with a pop star in bathrooms.
Right.
So, we learn right out of the gate they're competing for a $200,000 cash prize. There is nothing about bank accounts.
There's no bank account.
I
feel like they used USA as the tester.
Yeah.
And they realize, oh, this is awful.
Yeah.
And then they go like, well, we are going to be giving less money to the international shows anyway.
Yeah, so let's just do it right, not shady.
Yeah. I don't remember if they like said it in a way where they would understand that it's probably most likely a split 50-50 male winner, female winner, but like that's harmless.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. So Challenge World Championships on Paramount Plus. Brooke J explains that the challenge makes Survivor look like a walk in the park. And I'm like, Brooke, stop towing the company line.
She at least clarified that on her Instagram.
Oh, did she?
I guess she got a lot of flack from it. She's like, as far as the conditions and, you know, what you're put through on Survivor, she's like, that's much harder. No questions asked about it. I think it's just because people are fed. There's a house. They're running around. There's just a lot more social interaction, so it's hard to keep up with where everyone's at, who's talking to who, and just the social dynamic.
Okay.
I still feel like it's easier.
Yes. So
just don't be a dick.
Yeah. So the show kind of technically begins now. The music sucks and sounds a lot like The Amazing Race, and that is not a compliment in any way.
I think that's just something we have to be accustomed to if they're going to be putting the shows on like a main network.
Yeah, so it could be more generic, so for licensing and stuff. But I did feel like on the second episode going into the daily that there was a modern song playing in the background that felt like, you know, that's probably modern to Australia.
Right.
So versus the very generic Amazing Race type thing that we heard on episode one, that was like, oh, please don't make me hate this show.
Maybe it was one of Jack's songs.
Maybe, could be. So,
it's like, oh, I'll give you one.
Yes. So next we learned that Marley was just on Big Brother. I believe he won Australian Big Brother.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what he said. He was like, I just came out from winning Big Brother. Now I get to come into the challenge.
Yes. Next we see Cyclone Sorrell, who I'm here for all day.
So Johnny, hear me out. That whole first episode, Sorrell screamed Tina to me.
Oh yeah.
Like she gave me so much Tina vibes. I'm like,
you're like classic Tina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like, you know, like new, you know, current old Tina. We're talking like Tina in her prime Tina.
Oh yeah. Like I'm ready. I'm ready.
And for the record, I think, you know, older current Tina has plenty in the tank. But
and maybe she had a little bit more. We still haven't come down to Farkgate.
Yeah, we have. It's true. But I think Sorrel is vintage Tina.
Oh yeah. I mean, that has the whole willing to punch Beth to get kicked off a show vibe. Yeah, like, wouldn't be surprised.
Her first line's amazing. Yeah. I'm most known for throwing wine in people's faces.
Yes. She likes to throw red wine in people's faces. Not white wine, because that washes out. Yeah. She's going to stain you.
You'll know it's from her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So next we see Emily, four-time Olympian, and then our host, and we're told that two of the competitors are boxers. Don't get too comfortable with them, and so they move into the house. And this is where they're introduced and to our host, and it appears as though Emily and David are wearing the same outfit. Am I wrong?
They look to be about the same.
They look very similar.
Yes,
they are from the same show.
Yeah, who wore it better?
Obviously, David.
Yeah.
Well, that's more of a Star Magazine comparison. It's a rhetorical. You're not supposed to answer. So,
well, I answered anyway.
Yes. So, and then as soon as they say, you know, this will be on Paramount Plus, they do show Brooke. We see that. Susan, I believe it's Susan, just spelled weird, is an author and an influencer. Let's relax with the influencer thing. All right.
I mean, let's be real. You're all influencers, so don't put a label on it.
Yeah, you're an author.
Yeah.
So, is it Kieran?
Kieran.
Kieran, yes. Yeah. Kieran explains that he was on The Bachelor, but he's much less of a scumbag these days because he's in a relationship. What can go wrong?
I think he's selling some porky pies there.
You think? No. You don't understand.
So I'm sorry. I should have said whipped cream. I'm sorry.
Okay. So he was a scumbag on The Bachelor, but now he's in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For 25 minutes, it sounds great.
Okay, well, he is less of a scumbag.
I'm here to save my image.
Yes, he is here to save his image. And he did not say he would not be a scumbag. He said he was going to be less of a scumbag.
You know what? Is he wrong?
I'm guessing he was a pretty big scumbag.
I would have to believe so based off how all these people talk about him.
Yeah, they talk bad about him. At least in this one, you know, he showed a little bit of remorse afterwards. So
Yeah.
Cut to like every single Bachelorette girl saying like, I got played by Kieran. I got played by Kieran.
All of them, man. This, like, I feel like he's like a disease factory.
I feel like this needs to be more of what this, like, the episode should be about.
Yeah. So, Johnny O has a new persona. So he's cut the mullet and, the mustache is gone and he looks like a different person.
I honestly, if they didn't put a name tag to him and they just came out here, was like, oh, I'm Johnny from Survivor. Who?
I mean, two episodes and no Mexican Parm reference. Like,
no Mexican Parms. This guy's here to
to drink his beer. He's here to kiss. He's here to win some money.
Yeah. Wow. So we learn out of the gate. There's a Bachelor Alliance and that makes sense. It seems like a lot of bachelors here. Mm-hmm. And, they're all running through the house and putting their jerseys. Well, someone has the idea to put their jersey with their name on it on a bed to secure their spot. So Audrey is already upstairs. I guess she had to go fart. And so she's like, okay, well, I'm not going to go all the way downstairs to grab a jersey. I'm going to set my shoes on the bed as Cinderella would do because I am a princess.
I mean, like, at least she was leaving something of her own property on the
bed. That counts.
Yeah, I think that counts entirely.
Yes.
But you know who it does? Who doesn't think that way?
Cyclone Sorrel is losing her mind. She goes, the first challenge was to get your shirt with your name on it and place it on a bed. It's like, who said that? Someone else.
Wait, is Brony here? No.
That was
not. What are you talking about? It's my bed.
Yeah, that was not the first challenge, Cyclone Sorrel.
No.
It wasn't, but when someone like that is arguing with you, there's nothing like you're. Just admit defeat. You're screwed.
Well, no, Audrey stood her ground and kept the bed.
Audrey won.
Yeah, she did.
In the short term. I do wonder by the end of episode two, does Tyrell come back into that room and claim that bed?
Oh yeah, probably. So, but see, whatever bed Tyrell was in, got moved to, I wonder if they had the convenient shower to that bed. Because there was a very convenient shower, which we'll go into.
There was.
So Johnny O has watched enough of these reality television shows. He's been on enough of them. He knows that you don't want to cause chaos or be loud or cause some kind of commotion on the first episode. That's not how you play the game. So as a result, he picks up Dave and runs full speed into the pool, submerging them both.
Yes.
Yeah. I like this Johnny O.
Yeah, cut loose. Have some fun.
You know?
Let's see what John O is like when he's not starving.
Yes, yeah. So we see this guy, Ryan. Apparently, he's a country hick. And then we are shown the star of the show, Jessica, the bachelor chick with the neck tattoos and a butterfly.
I'm very interested by her. Like, they're definitely making her a focal point.
Yeah.
Early on, I don't know if that's just because she's gonna go early, but I like her. I'm digging her.
I was shocked that, like, I like when we see her and Johnny O talking, and then you know later making out. I'm just like when they're first talking. I'm just like, yeah, that she's a little out of your league, Johnny O.
Johnny O pulled.
So I'm thinking she thinks he has money because he was on Survivor. And he's like, I don't know.
Like, I feel like we leave this episode, unless like you're like a big Emily and David fan. It's like, I feel like you leave these first two episodes like rooting for her, like personally rooting for her, because it's this whole story throughout the two episodes, like, or mainly episode two, where she's just like, guys, like, just take advantage of the idea of me. And then once they like see that I'm interested, they just stop. And then you have the juxtaposition of, or not the juxtaposition, an actual fact of it, of Connor manipulating her.
Oh, yeah.
And then like going like, oh, I genuinely want to have her as a friend so that I can use her.
Oh, yeah.
And horrible. Her going like, but he's real.
Yeah, he's a real douche.
I want to like go for the scream like, no, Jessica, you're making the wrong decision.
I want to go, Jessica, if you're curious whether he's a douche, and you are, and all everyone is telling you that he is a douche. He has a big arrow dangling from his ear, pointing to him being a douche. So sometimes it's a feather, whatever it is, it's always something dangly and stupid.
Hey, but you know what? Again, great casting.
Oh,
give
yeah,
us people to root against.
Oh, I feel like he's low budget Devin.
Oh, yeah. Like he has some like a similar, not a similar face, but like a similar face.
He's walking around with some unlit broken cigarettes.
I think several. Yeah, he's just maybe, having it all, maybe all more along than his one. Hands.
He's like Thanos, but with cigarettes.
Yeah. It's like you're wearing what are they called?
Brass knuckles.
Yeah, brass knuckles, but each is an unlit cigarette.
Broken.
Yeah.
Yes, obviously.
Probably, and a little damp also.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He loves a damp cigarette. He's the kind of guy that smokes a damp cigarette.
It's like, I gotta use it. I pay
when the
it.
Fire when the fire gets to it, dries it.
Can't waste it.
All right. Paul Mall. Whatever. Paul Mall. What's his name? Sorry, forgotten.
Which one?
the idiot with this we're just talking about. Oh, Connor. Oh, Connor. Winston like Connor.
Connor from MasterChef.
Yes. So, next, we have Brittany. She's a podcaster and appears to be very flexible. She hikes her leg up against the wall, face level to tie her shoe.
I've never seen someone do that.
I've seen money exchange hands for for situations similar.
She seems cool though.
That's definitely a Cash App scenario.
If you want to know more about Cash App, go to Reality realitypatron.com.
Oh, is there a Cash App question?
No, but you talk about it on the Q&A.
Oh, did I talk about Cash App?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember. I can't keep up.
Oh, I just listened to it the other day. That's okay. Why.
All right. So so it's time for our first daily. And is it called, what's this one called?
I forget, but it's the Connect Four challenge.
Okay, yeah, I just have Connect Four. So so I'm sitting here watching. I'm like, that's the same stadium as the Challenge USA. This is the same location. Oh my God, we're going to see the same stuff.
But I think they must have made like an alteration here because we actively heard them or like some of the competitors. Because I think we said last during USA, they had to like within every four of their like coins or whatever circles that they would pick up, one of them had to be a block. Whereas this one, everyone was just like, oh no, you can just connect four. You can block someone if you want.
Yeah.
But everyone was like, no.
I think it would have been better. I think on this daily, it would have been better the US way.
I agree. Because then like we get the drama of Brooke or Survivor Brooke.
Yes.
Being like, why is everyone playing nice here? Like,
let's just throw one here just to say we did it. And everyone's looking at the color, you know, because there's the little dot that has your color on the top of the and they're looking at her armband. They're like, okay, it was Brooke from Survivor. She's toast.
Yeah, everyone's clutching their pearls there. They're like, suddenly it's like medieval times. Like, oh my God, you had the audacity.
Oh yeah.
To put a black circle on a piece of plastic.
Yes. So we learn out
know,
the gate.
You didn't have anyone freaking out like, you know, Lucina. They're blocking me.
They're blocking me. Stop them. Okay, I'm on it.
Well, Cyrell was trying to yell, but she has bronchitis.
Yeah. So we learn out of the gate. They're working in pairs. You choose your own. Everyone's like, you choose your own of the opposite sex. And so we have like Johnny and Sugar, David and Kiki, Brooke, Jay and Connor. And it's Collect Four. I think it's called Collect Four instead of Connect Four.
Yeah, it's called Collect Four. We also learn here that there is a outside the Bachelor Alliance. There's also a roommate alliance of Johnny, Grant, and Ryan? Ryan from Married at First Sight, and they are
who's a redneck in the room. Yeah, who's a dumb redneck, apparently, according to him. So, yeah, so they form an alliance. So, Brooke, Jane, Connor with the first block move. Emily and Ryan win. And they're like, okay, that's great, you won, but somebody has to lose. So, the first board covered with black tokens is automatically an elimination. And Cyclone, Cyrell, and Jack are targeted because Cyrell is coughing.
I actually love the storytelling. It's just like, it's just so easy, so simple. You just hear one person cough, and everyone's just like, oh, that's all the excuse we need.
Yep.
She coughed. This is during COVID times, people.
Oh, like, yeah. We can't.
We can't have her here.
Yeah, so they're piling on, and you know, we have our host. Did everyone get the memo? And this is a lot of fun. And Brooke B just doesn't want to go up the stairs anymore. So
good motivation.
Yes, Brooke. So anyway, so it's so we learn that it's deliberation in the arena. And so here's where we're at with things. So Jack is trusting Emily.
Yes, they're friends outside the show.
Yes.
Emily does not want to see Jack go, so they're trying to find a team that would match up in their favor.
So their choice is Billy and Susan, and but Brooke, Jay, and Connor are the easy pick. And
they put a dark circle.
Yes. So Cyrell yells at Grant.
You promised my partner that you would never betray me. And the first challenge, you betray me.
Yes.
And Grant's just like, what? I'm here to play a game.
Yeah. Billy, also known as Fake Drake by me. His name comes up. He has told this, and he pops back at Emily for being told this information. Not a good move. And Susan, some of the best breasts ever in the history of the challenge. Just floating perfectly.
Good fashion choice.
Yes, yes. It is here where we learn that the house loves whipped cream.
a few specifically.
Yes. And Audrey and
Kieran,
they hook up. Sorry, partner. So yes. Yeah, so,
hey, only for a few moments, and then yeah. Like, oh my god, we're on TV.
Yeah. So they're fooling around with the whipped cream. They go to wash off in the shower and really hook up. And Kieran's like, I'm still partial scumbag, I guess. And so he goes, hopefully you don't break up with me when you see this. And I'm just like, I'm pretty sure by the time this aired, he wasn't dating that person anyway.
No, I'm.
There's no way this guy is staying in a committed relationship that long.
There's no world where any of these people are staying in a relationship that long, because Audrey was also in a relationship.
Yeah, Audrey also has a partner, and she's like, yeah, that's not what I came here for. My bad.
So, I definitely won't do that again.
Yes. But it's here where we learn that Kiki and Jessica and one other person hooked up with Kieran at the villa.
Well, so I'm not sure that he was saying specifically at the villa or just like, it's known through like Bachelor or Bachelor in Paradise.
The villa is like the from the Bachelor, the Bachelor in Paradise series, not the original The Bachelor, you know, but like the when they bring it back, like the Bachelor in Paradise stuff.
Yeah.
So, way to go, Kieran.
Yeah, he's already a modern day Corey Wharton.
Yeah, girls like tattoos.
Yeah.
And guys like tattoos too. Hence, Jessica's winning.
What I noticed is, I was like, man, they cast the Bachelor, Bachelorette way different over there than they do here.
They sure do. So, like, yeah, the hometowns would be a lot different, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
When you go into a trailer in Alabama, Dan passing through town.
I mean, at least in Australia, it's like at that point, you only have to go to one place. We're all going to Queensland.
Yeah, there we go. So, except for if you're dating Johnny O, they don't live in Queensland.
No,
because he has no money.
But you will get Parma.
Yes, you will get. Well, they'll go to Queensland for a farm because they don't have where he lives either. So it's time for the eliminator. Not so fast, KNOT. And Alex, what happens on Not So Fast?
Oh, as you know, you got, it was like 20 minutes each to make a bunch of knots in a little triangular pyramid. Make as many knots as you can with a heavy rope. Once that time's up, you switch to the one that the other team made. Untie it all. Put it behind the black line. You win.
That's it. So it's just simple. Untie a heavy rope from a jungle gym.
Yeah.
What can go wrong?
A lot.
Yeah. So Billy and Susan. Billy are fake Drake boxer, and Susan with the breasts. They are the choice of our winners. And Jack and Sorrel win. And I'm just like, yay, drama. I did not want Sorrel
to leave. No, you could not finish this first episode of Cyril leaving.
Yeah.
And it's like, Billy, okay, bye. Yeah. Susan, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You did your part.
Like, Billy left this still not understanding what happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he thought it was an individual challenge based on pairs.
I confronted them.
Yeah. I could have punched them in the face.
You're like, I'm a boxer.
Yeah, we know you're a boxer.
I was here to win. Like, I was going to KO the competition.
Yeah, we know. So Billy sucked. I'm glad he's gone. Is everybody comfortable with your partner? Well, don't be, because partners change after every elimination. Why? Because we have the perfectly randomly perfect algorithm.
It's back, baby!
I know you all wanted it. Everyone was like, man, this is so good last time. Let's bring it back.
Oh, I'm for it. I'm always for the randomly perfect, perfectly random algorithm.
Which one is it? It's
Dan.
I thought we said randomly perfect. Yeah.
Randomly perfect, because it makes least sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it is not perfectly random.
No.
Well, it's definitely not perfect. But it is random.
Yeah, no, it's not even not always random.
And sometimes it's perfectly random. Yeah. But it's mainly randomly perfect.
It's random. It's randomly perfect is the correct. So whoa, Johnny's thrown for a curveball. I'm gonna have to get to know more of these Sheilas.
I'm gonna actually have to have a social game. I can't just win competitions.
Yeah.
Also, how do you feel, like, because we're watching it a little bit differently than we were for USA. Yeah. How do you feel about them showing it at the end of the episode instead of the beginning?
Well, no, that it took turns on the US version.
I feel like for the most part, they consistently did it at the beginning, though, which I like,
think. I think the first couple, it started with the end of the episode, and then it worked its way towards the beginning of the episode.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I believe at the beginning of the challenge, I may have dreamed that or just daydreamed it just now. But I feel like the beginning of the season, we started, like, we knew at the end of the episode, and then that kind of switched to the beginning.
Yeah, because, like, my thoughts on it.
I know the very first episode they didn't do it at the end because I think the last thing we had was Danny just being pissed that there was more, you know, twist in a game.
Okay.
But I can't remember how it went through the rest of it.
Well, you know, my wife Kiki once
tried to black it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Danny's wife Kiki said if there's a perfectly random algorithm to look out for it.
Yeah. Look out for it and ask for the randomly perfect one instead.
Yes. And practice your Sudoku.
Practice your Sudoku because if they hear you say you've done Sudoku before, they will make it part of the final.
Yes. So just so you win and only you win. And only you win. And then someone else gets
to someone just allegedly does the Sudoku. I will not be told otherwise.
There's no video proof of it.
No video proof of it. There's still no video proof of the other puzzle.
There is not. Oh my god. What a
mess.
What a crap.
Oh, show. What if that's back?
Oh, please. Yeah. No, there's no why was the US the guinea pigs for this crap?
Because they knew ultimately it didn't matter who was on the CBS one. They were just gonna pull a bunch of them TV people anyway.
Okay. Well, there we go. So that's the end of episode one. We're also talking episode two, but in between, support for Reality After Show is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. That's right, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. If my math's correct, that's about 12 million balls.
The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
First off, the Lawnmower 4.0, this trimmer is the future of grooming, and dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever!
Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to help reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and has a 4000K LED spotlight that you need for a more precise shave.
Now, I have a dark shower curtain in my bathroom, and I've been looking for the perfect way to shave in the dark, kinda. Guess what? I found it! 4000K LED! No longer a problem. I got perfectly smooth, clean balls thanks to the Lawnmower 4.0.
It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code SURVIVOR. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Thanks for sticking with us through the ad break. And don't forget, for more exclusive Reality After Show coverage, visit realitypatron.com. That's reality, P-A-T-R-O-N reality.com.
All right, and we are back, and just like you heard there, realitypatron.com will have your links to the actual episodes, and from this point forward, every after show after this. So episodes 3 and 4 next week will not be on the free feed. You will have to go to Reality Patron. So here's your sneak peek. Enjoy it, love it, and give us a try at realitypatron.com. I think you'll love that as well, in addition to our weekly Q&A, which is a lot of people's favorite podcast of the week. Oh, man, we tell stories that we're not supposed to say. Whew. My thoughts on Johnny Bananas going to be at Hearts Reality with me in a couple weeks. All that and more. Go to realitypatron.com. Join now. All right. So episode 2, what's it? Mother Trucker, I believe is the name of the episode.
Yeah. And it's the name of the challenge.
the challenge is called Truck It.
You're right.
So, but the episode, I believe,
is
called Mother Trucker. So we get a previously on with two people with helmet lights, and I could not tell who they were.
It was Jack and Syro.
Okay, great.
So post the elimination.
Okay, great. Because like I have this on. I have the episodes. You know, the link that's provided on realitypatron.com. I pull up the link and I stream it to my 75-inch TV in the other room, and I have to run from one room to the next after I press the button. And like every time I was trying to see, and I'm just like, I don't know, it's two people with a helmet.
It's not TJ.
Yes, and yeah, they didn't do anything. You know, it wasn't some elaborate.
It's not All Stars.
Yes. No, it is not All Stars. So, but we did get a previously on, which we are not getting on the Challenge 38.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So Jack is stoked, and it's right here we learned that Johnny likes Jessica, and I'm just like, you should. She's the hottest.
And you know who always has to be there if there's any some gossip or hooking up going on?
Oh yeah,
David has to be there.
Well, David is Cupid, so
I'm just sharpening my arrows.
That's all he's doing.
And then Connor's like, "Why are you holding my earring?"
Well, it's because.
And David's just like, "It looks better on me."
It needs to be ripped out of your ear because it's stupid. So, so we learn from Jessica in bed making out with Johnny O. This is a bad idea. I'm thinking she reached down and grabbed it, and she was like, "Oh, this is a bad idea." Like she's like, "Oh, this is give this man a blue chew. This is bad news bear." Like she's not going. Is that a Mexican parma in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? I think she was like, "Oh no, what have I done?"
It was definitely not a tall boy.
Yeah. But you know what? I think we might have seen more giggles when Johnny O was running around in a Speedo on Survivor. He's got to be packing something, right?
Or at least confident in himself.
Well, confidence goes a long way. But
confidence goes a very long way, and I don't think he's short of it.
He is short.
Well, he is short.
He is short.
But I always hate the idea of like, oh, I just want to hook up with someone. Oh, it's so bad for my game because I wanted to, like, one night make out with someone.
Yeah.
Oh, they're unbreakable. They might as well be married.
Yeah, right? So, and for the record, when I say
not
Johnny O is short,
with politics.
Yeah, when I say Johnny O is short, that means he's not 6'4 like everyone else on Survivor. So Johnny O is probably, like, an even 6 foot or, like, 5'10.
Right, like, he would be perfect height in U.S. Challenge.
He would be taller than most U.S. Right. Survivors. But yes, because for those of you that watch Australian Survivor, which I'm guessing there are plenty since this is, you know, an Australian-based program, the Challenge Australia, I thought potentially my Australian equivalent would be Dirty Harry. And I'm just like, Dirty Harry, I'm just like, you know, you're on the smaller side of Australian guys. Like, how big are you? He goes, 6'2", 220 pounds. And I'm like, huh?
Excuse me?
Yeah, on the smaller side. So, and yeah. He's like, how tall are you? I'm like, 5'8", like one. Like my first Survivor, I was 115 pounds. He's like, no. How big are you really?
First time out, 115 pounds.
Yeah. But I'm 150.
I had to put rocks in my shorts in order to
dive.
Swim. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. My pants. I had to wear my pants. I put rocks in my pants to dive. But I'm 150 pounds now, and I have no trouble sinking to the bottom. I promise. So there's some big boys over there. So as Johnny and Jessica are making out, the Bachelor boys, they're watching, they're chatty. And so the next day they continue to be chatty, but guess who else is chatty? David, he's telling everybody.
what he said is his ass is so fat because of all the secrets he gets. I love this man.
He's great.
He's perfect.
Like when I saw him up for eliminate, we'll get there. But when he goes up for, I'm just like, no, you cannot go anywhere. So we're 2 for 2 for the people that need to stay.
We're doing a very good job so far.
This show is like, this is not the Challenge USA. Like, I don't know if people we liked went home early on the Challenge USA, because I try to forget.
I'm pretty sure we didn't care.
I don't think we cared. Like, it's just
we were just like, Kiki reference, cool.
Yeah.
People,
I think, left. I'm over the Kiki references.
Well, we're not gonna hear it.
Okay, good. All right, so we see here Brooke B is kind of checked out. Yeah, we're checked out on you too. And it's post-coital discussion with Johnny and Jessica, and Johnny says, we're just gonna have to put that aside for now. I gotta think about money and money for Mexican Parmas and, you know, hanging out with the guys, stuff like that. This is not what I came here for. And Jessica's like, oh, this is a mistake.
and she's just like, why did I do this again? I already have Kieran in this house.
I know. But of all people, Johnny-O.
You know, John-O, I put the game first.
He tricked her with shaving the mullet. She was like, oh man, he's a whole new guy. And he's just like, yeah, remember when I had that mullet? She goes, oh, never mind.
Remember when it was business in the front and party in the back? Yeah. Now it's just only business. Yeah. Rock on.
We're going to have to put that aside. Put that ass aside until I get back.
Do you think she tempts him more if she comes like walking back out from the kitchen and she's like, I got Parma?
Oh my god, I am so here for her to be at the John-O temptress.
I think he stops everything he does and gets down on one knee.
Oh yeah. He just sticks his finger in the Mexican Parma. This man loves Mexican Parms, for those that are not familiar with John-O. Johnny-O, I'm here for you all day. All right, so Jessica instantly regrets it, but don't worry. Connor's ready to swoop in because he's a good friend that if you're really his good friend, he's there to use you in any way he can, like a good friend does.
Yeah, I always love to make genuine connections with people for the sole purpose.
Sole purpose.
I'm manipulating them to do what I want.
Yes. This dude sucks.
I mean, there's a reason why I guess he was on MasterChef and not on any of the other shows. You don't need to have a social game on MasterChef.
I mean, I'm so glad they cast him, but I hate his guts.
And I think that's why he's there.
That's why he's there. I mean, like, you know, like, yeah. I complain on Survivor that there's not a bad guy. So, like, I'm not, trust me, when I say I hate Connor, that's a great thing. Give me more people to hate so that I like other people. So, right. But I am screaming at Jessica at the TV to stop listening to this.
Right. And that's the big difference between, like, you, because we talked offline about, like, why is it that, like, the Australian shows are better? Or like what a lot of people believe are better. And I think the main thing is I mentioned how, and Dan mentioned how, it feels like it's early Challenge days. It feels like it's early 2000s, even with like the new Australian Survivor. It feels like early 2000s type of personalities. Like they're editing people and they're not afraid to like, we're going to make you look like a villain. We're going to make you look sneaky. We're going to make you look conniving. Or if you're heroic, we're going to make you look like the best damn person ever.
Yeah,
it's like that's how reality TV should be done. And in the US, it all is being like very politically correct. Like we can't have people look bad, because God forbid if we make this one person look bad, oh, we're going to be sexist, we're going to be racist, or like a lot of labels will be thrown our way that are negative that we don't want attached to us, so we're just going to make everyone look like a hero.
Yeah, the labels don't go to the personalities, they go to the show itself, but that's not true.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, if there's a piece of crap on a show, I don't go, oh, my God, Survivors, or like, you know, how do they endorse this guy? They're not endorse. It's a social experiment, you know? They put this guy on that sucks because they knew he sucked, and they're just like, okay, there's no way this guy that sucks is going to win. And if he does win, holy moly, we're bringing him back to lose.
Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, you look like right now, so during, you know, while this is airing is when they're announcing the cast for Heroes vs. Villains and for the upcoming Australian season. And I just don't understand why they don't go that route. Like, I don't think we'll ever see another U.S. version of Heroes vs. Villains because they won't give anyone that edit.
No, it's Heroes vs. Heroes. Anyway. I told you this.
Yeah, Heroes vs. Heroes.
It's Heroes vs. Heroes. It's these were heroes in their game. On the other tribe, these were also heroes in their games.
I mean, they weren't as good a heroes. It's like maybe they'll get a sponsor. It'll be like Budweiser Heroes versus Bud Light.
Honestly,
less calories.
Honestly, I'm now sort of like buying myself into a Heroes versus Heroes season where on in their little like Chiron or like the bottom third, all of them have like their name and then hero next to it. All of them.
Okay.
All 18. It doesn't matter how good or bad they are. It's a hero. Johnny Fairplay, hero.
Oh, sweet.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I deserve it. Think about it.
I mean, you're everyone here at Reality After Show's biggest hero.
I am. So it's time for our next daily. It's called Truck It, and Brony rides down the side of the truck, and I'm just like, Brony, I'm here for you. And Brony says, okay. And this is the daily is called Truck It, and it's the better version than the U.S. did it. What is Truck It, Alex?
So you and your partner, well, I think when we did in the USA, it was during the individual portion.
Yes.
And like they made you like, oh, you could assign six pegs on
it. You had to play Battleship before you played.
Yeah. Whereas this one already has.
Which is confusing out of the gate.
Right. Okay. So this one already has all types of pegs in there. Matt was like blown away. He's that Vince McMahon meme of like just like falling backwards.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God, so many pegs,
so little time.
What can you do? But there's a special green peg that you have to interchange from your first the first person on your team to the second person.
There's always a special peg, Alex.
There's always a special peg.
That's what this special peg
has to get to the end of the truck, and then you have to jump, do a leap of faith.
Yes.
And jump and hit whatever on the other side.
Well, the hourglass.
Hit the hourglass and change the game. Within a certain time period, if you don't get...
I think you have 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 2.5 minutes. Yeah. There was a marker. There was a marker with like two giant black flags. If you go past it, you timed out. You DQ if you fall off at any given time. You do not DQ if you attempt it and miss.
Yeah. Well, okay, so what do they call? So the pegs they call batons, but they do not call batons.
Oh.
Whatever the Australian enunciation of baton, like batten or whatever.
You had to press your batten.
Yeah, something. It was obnoxious, but good for you guys. However it's said, that's probably correct, and we're just dumb hillbillies in the U.S. and say it wrong.
I mean, I'm always going to just think I say stuff wrong. You know, I must be Matt Bischoff, like, it's like osmosis through me.
Oh, yeah. It permeates throughout the podcast network. Yeah.
So, it goes through the stream yard.
It does. Who was out of the gate first?
The first person, because one of them got it. It was, I think, Grant got it. I forget who Grant was partnered with.
No, that was later. So whoever the first pair was, they got it, but they weren't the fastest. So we see David in fear, which was fun. Connor. No, it's Conrad, right?
No, it's Connor. All right. Oh, Kieran. No, Kieran went first. Kieran went first. Kieran, I forget who he was partnered with. Yeah. He got it, and he's like, "I may be smaller, but I also have like 5 years of training from the army."
Yes. So who was the guy that missed while David was in fear?
Oh, that was
Conrad.
Brooke J's partner.
No, yeah, that was Conrad. That was
part. Oh, that one was Conrad.
Conrad. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. So Troy and Grant did great. Troy did better. Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a ninja warrior. So of course he did great. They're like, this is
well, did you? He was impressive. He wasn't even using his legs.
No,
he was just like boom, 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 boom. He was just like spinning around doing shit, and I'm like,
that's what ninja warrior people do.
He was like, this was my comp.
Yeah, yeah. So this guy, Troy's gonna be hard to beat.
Right. He gives me, and I you'll get it.
And Enzo vibes.
He gives me Kohata vibes.
Oh, not Enzo.
No, because I think Troy... Abu's happening. It's coming. Yeah. Just wait for it.
You want me as your partner for this final, especially in the first leg.
Big moves are happening.
Big moves. yeah, no,
except he actually does make a big swing in this episode.
Yeah, he is very Kahuta. And that's a huge compliment.
Oh yeah, I mean as a compliment. Yeah, I think not
the last time we saw Kahuta.
Right. But I also think there'll be like sort of a similar phase Kahuta. Like he'll end up in the wrong elimination at the wrong time. And then out of nowhere, Letarian comes runs in and he's like, I'm gonna plunge you to the center of the earth, you Aussie.
Yes, I hate you. I hate ninjas and warriors. I'm gonna plunge you.
Americans. Australians, they're all plungers to me.
Yes. Oh, so Brooke B lost her baton or baton and or lost two of them. Didn't matter. They
I don't know how to get up.
Blue Chew. Oh, they're not sponsored. Anyway, damn. So it comes down to Troy and Jessica are the fastest.
Yeah. Not surprised.
And Jack and Audrey are last. Also.
Not surprised.
So at this point, David, they get back to the house. David thinks they should talk to Troy and Jessica. And Emily's like, yeah, why? And David's like, because that's how you play this game, stupid. And Emily's like, no, it's not how I play this game. Because I'm an Olympic athlete with 56 medals. So I don't play the social game whatsoever, even though that is probably a more important component.
So is she Laurel?
She is Laurel-esque. You know what? No, she's a combination of Laurel and Lolo Jones.
I'm gonna add a little bit of Angela in there too.
Okay,
like where like she goes in at the end of the season and she's like, doesn't matter what I say, I'm just gonna leave.
Yep. So
see you in elimination.
Yep. So I don't know. She's something.
It's very interesting because I wonder like. If she had just put like the minimum effort, because we see David put in work.
Well, and we see Jessica say she was just like Emily's a hero to me. Like I would love for her to just talk to me just so I know where her head's at.
Like right, and
Emily's like no.
She's like they'd be dumb to go after me. So why do I even need to talk to people? And David's just like, girl, okay, let me start lying. Yes. Even though it's actually the truth.
Yes. So David's just like, if it's not us, it's going to be Connor. So I'm just going to go around and tell everyone that Connor's telling everyone that he's safe because he's manipulating Jessica.
Not knowing that he's actually manipulating. He's just like, oh, he's so far up her ass. And like, why her ass? My ass is the biggest.
So so the David rumor is working to a degree, Connor doesn't do a lot to dispel it. He's just like, that's not true. Who'd you hear it from? It's partially true, but why are you saying it out loud? It's kind of the follow up from Connor saw, and Annie had a stupid earring, a different stupid earring, and as opposed to the previous stupid earrings we've seen in his dangling stupid earring we've seen in his head. So David and Emily are in, and the eliminator is called In Your Face.
Oh, fuck. It's already escaped my mind.
Yes.
I've watched too much.
This is with the cinder blocks.
Yes, yes. So okay, so... To...
Go ahead, yeah, Alex.
So you have to take all the cinder blocks and put them on this podium, and once it's, like, heavy enough of those blocks are on, it'll release the balls!
Enough is all.
All. It will release the Manscaped balls!
Yes.
And you'll then throw those balls into targets that will somehow light up on fire when you hit
spontaneously combust into flames.
And once you hit all of them, you win.
There's 10. And they're looking at the bricks, and our host reveals that they were once a brickies laborer. And I was just like, oh, you should have that at the bottom of the screen, like where TJ Lavin has BMX legend. Yeah. You should have former brickies laborer.
Yeah. So, I agree.
Yeah.
Every episode.
Yeah. Brickies labor. Former brickies.
We need to know.
Yes. Yeah. So, because, I mean, is on episode 8, I'm just like, who is this T? Oh, he's that BMX legend.
I forget who this person is. I've only seen TJ Lavin for like 30 seasons now.
Yes.
Who is he?
It was BMX legend, that one.
Oh! Wait, we're at the end of the season. What did he do?
He's a BMX legend.
Oh, really?
Yes, but our non-binary host is a former Brickies laborer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that part's tough. And Emily and David own their competition on that. And Emily throwing balls is legit.
She is like when you play dodgeball like in middle school.
Yeah, that's
and you had the one person who actually is an athlete.
Yeah.
Who's like, I'm going to murder you.
As opposed to any of us in this podcast.
I mean, like, they're like, oh, I'm going to find a way to murder you with this ball. You are going to have marks from this ball on your body. Like, this is like straight from like my camp days where we would do like extreme wall ball type of.
I did celebrity dodgeball, and we had team survivors like me, Jenna Lewis, Burton. I want to say, who was the guy with the skateboard?
What was his
Thailand.
No, Rob
with two B's.
Rob Z.
Yeah. Rob Zabonic.
Yeah.
I think he was on our team. And who is like Kelly Goldsmith, maybe?
Well, I know for a fact, if we know anything about Rob with two B's, he went past the line and got DQ'd.
He went into
the attack zone.
It did not matter. So we were Team Survivor. We went against Team Napoleon Dynamite and Team Young and the Restless, which had Meatloaf, and Team Malcolm in the Middle, which had Walter White, which is insane. And but first round, we drew Team Punishment, which was Tito Ortiz, Goldberg, what's that Terry guy's name from White Girls, the host of America's Got Talent, the side host? Terry.
I
have no idea what his name is.
You know,
Terry Crews?
Yeah. Terry Crews, yes.
Yes.
And then two students from Tito's dojo. So the first dodgeball they threw missed everyone, thank God, and cracked the plexiglass behind us. It's like, what?
So they're throwing softballs.
Oh my God. These are dodgeballs.
Yeah, so
how'd the rest of the match go, Johnny?
We own them, dude. I can't remember who. Someone got hurt. Like
I'm
I think
not surprised.
I think one of the girls was like knocked unconscious. So luckily a ball rolled past me. So I picked it up and I gently tossed it to Goldberg, and he caught it. He goes, "Now you're dead." And I go, "Now I'm out. You caught it. See ya. Bye."
Goldberg.
I'm like, that's one way to get eliminated with you not hurting me.
You know Goldberg doesn't know the rules. He probably thought he could jackhammer you at some point.
Oh, he was ready to. So yeah, it was frightening. So yeah. So but yes, but Emily could have easily been on Team Punishment and been a superstar. So but don't count out Jack. He's the comeback kid. That he's got that underhand shot down.
Yeah, and that underhand and sidearm. Like the sidearm's my thing in dodgeball. Yeah.
I didn't see that in his wheelhouse.
I didn't see him see throwing in his wheelhouse.
No, like I thought it'd be kind of like.
He seems like a Josh. I thought he'd be a Josh.
Yeah,
like, I thought it was gonna be a mix of Josh and Anissa trying to throw the medicine balls,
or Wardog in any challenge,
or on any challenge.
Yeah, so like when I play softball or kickball, they put me in like the right field, you know, where you put the kid that can't throw, and you quickly find out it's like you know I can get on base and I'm fast and you know I'm good, so I can't catch and my throwing is even worse.
I get it.
So, but that was not Jack. Jack was not me.
No, he was going for it. I think ultimately it just happened to be that, you know, David can block more of the final target.
He can block while not moving.
Yeah, and Audrey, as much as she was doing a good job, eventually there was going to be a throw that would go past her.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and it did.
So you had to get 10, and it came down one target left each. I'm just like, are you kidding me? This is an awesome. We have not seen this in the U.S., have we?
No.
I thought it was awesome.
And to think we got tires.
Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, I also liked how, I mean, it came down to the last ball, but whoever moved the, you know, cylinder blocks the fastest, they had a huge advantage Audrey had to go out to be the defender.
Yeah.
And so that left Jack to have to move all of them by himself.
Yeah. In the history of eliminators, I mean, you know, it's no, you know, I'm not going to say replace Hall Brawl, but I thought it was great.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. I thought it was like a good twist on like just a good partner challenge to do.
It was no tires.
No, it was no tires because guess what? Everyone, no shade, but pretty much everyone outside of like one or two people on this cast are in very good shape.
Yeah.
So. Like they came in ready for a final.
Oh, what are you trying to say about my boy Enzo?
Get swimming lessons.
Oh, okay. What are you trying to say about eight other people on Challenge USA?
I'll say what TJ says. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
And then they're waiting for the and see you in the future. And he's just like, "You're still here.
Why are you looking at me?" There's
like the exit's that way.
Like, oh, stupid!
Can you guys leave so I can open up the randomly perfect algorithm?
Yeah, it's like it's randomly perfect,
and it's so random, in fact, that David and Jessica get paired up.
What? Are you kidding me? How in the world did those two randomly perfectly get algorithmed?
I hope they're okay. I'm such a fan of both of them that I'm just like, let them be invisible next episode. Like, I'm fine with that. Like, don't let them get touched.
I think they're gonna be fine. Like, it's so crazy because she's like, oh my god, this is the worst case scenario. I'm just like, no, it's not. That means he can't come after you.
Right, and like Emily is friends with David, so
yeah. You're in a good spot. Like, yeah. This is the best thing that could happen to you.
I just don't think she was seeing it at the moment. She was like, oh, I'm literally shitting those bricks that are down there right now. They could use those later.
I'm for the first 5 minutes of the episode where she's uncomfortable. And then when she eventually figures out that, hey, this is probably a good thing. I'm for right. that too.
So, but yeah, that wraps up the two episodes. I think I think there's already articles saying like the reviews are not reviews. The viewership isn't great in Australia for this, but it seems like they've been having a bad trend with reality TV anyway over there. And let's be real. It's not like there's going to be a second Challenge USA. Like they can bring back more Challenge Australias though.
That's why I purposely put season one, because I think we're going to get another season of this.
Exclusive and make it exclusive on Paramount Plus.
I'm fine with that.
For us in the US.
Yeah. So, or just go to realitypatron.com. Get your links right now for episodes 1 and 2. Next Monday and Tuesday, you'll get episodes 3 and 4. And Tuesday evening, you'll get the podcast for the 1 and 2 or for the 3 and 4 after show. So once again, this is a free sneak peek of what the Challenge Australia season 1 podcast is like. Moving forward, All the after shows will be at realitypatron.com. That's realitypatron.com. And the links to all the episodes for the Challenge Australia will be available at realitypatron.com. Give us a try. Try it for a month. If you don't like it, let me know. I'll send your money back. No one's been held hostage. You also get added to our secret Facebook group. It is awesome. An incredible cast of characters there. We have the weekly Q&A show. We do the challenge, or we do Australian Survivor. We're going back watching previous seasons. Right now, we are at the pointy end of the game on Australian Survivor All-Stars. So we'll be wrapping that up coming into the end of the year, and then we'll start again at the beginning of the year with
Brains versus Brawn
while simultaneously covering Heroes v Villains. So get ready for all that coverage. Try the Patreon right now, realitypatron.com. That's realitypatron.com. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Dan. This has been fun. I was excited. Like I was a little nervous. I'm just like, oh, will I be able to understand this? And I'm like, yes, not only do I understand it, I very much appreciate it more than its U.S. counterpart.
Absolutely. The Australian version starting off very well. Feels like a good classic challenge season already. I'm ready to continue covering it on the Patreon side with you and the Joker. And if anyone has any issues, please refer yourselves to the Joker.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
Coming for you, Jordy. All
right. Until next time. And for more bonus content, go to realitypatron.com. That's right, become a patron now. Get additional coverage of all your favorite shows, the weekly Q&A, and you become a member of the secret, exclusive Facebook group. That's realitypatron.com.